they can never be honored enough. Yes, they brought us into this world. They sacrifice for us, guide us, mentor us, and console us. They unselfishly give us all that they have to give. So tonight, it's about us giving to them our appreciation and love. The first ladies of our lives, our mothers. The phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Do you have a funny story about your mother? A heartwarming story about your mother? Maybe someone who stepped in to mother you when your mother wasn't there. And if you're a mother, call us and tell us about what's great about being a mother. You can even tell us maybe the challenges of being a mother. All of that, it's about you, Mom, on tonight's Insight segment. Again, the phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 212-319-7810. We are honoring all mothers. Joining us tonight, our guest is Dr. Melanie Macklin. She's a research and development dermatologist, and Darius Baxter, co-founder of Good Projects, and two people that I am sure who love their mothers. Again, phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Today is the day to give a shout out to the woman you love and who's done more probably than anyone for you. 202-319-7810. We want to hear from you. Dr. Melanie Macklin, we begin with you. Tell us about your mother and honoring her. What stands out to you about the woman who raised you?
Oh, my God. Thank you. This is such a wonderful show. And honestly, this is a heartfelt weekend for more than just what you can ever imagine for me. I'm blessed. I'm a Howard University undergraduate graduate of 1990 and Howard Medical School of 1995. And on this weekend, as my mother is 92 years old,
all right,
Dr. Marilyn Watson is celebrating 57 years this weekend from graduating Howard University College of Medicine.
Wow.
And when I tell you the woman is a warrior, she is phenomenally known as Dr. Watson. She trained with the finest, and her best friends were the Dr. LaSalle LaFall and Dr. Clive Callender, all the names that I know that you guys are familiar with.
Right.
But that woman is a warrior, and we are blessed to still have her once again at 92 years old after suffering a major left brain stroke. But this is a woman, honestly, you all, that had one hand. She did more with one hand than most folks can do with two or three.
And your mom, tell the story. Your mom lost her hand as a young girl, correct?
Yes, my mother lost her hand she was reaching over her fireplace as a three-year-old young girl, and her left hand ended up in a fist. So no fingers. She, of course, right-hand dominant. So my mother was able to matriculate through her life into a medical doctor, a prominent Chicago pediatrician, a real estate guru of Chicago, owning multiple apartment buildings. When I say that people looked up to my mother, Dr. Watson, they looked up. They know who Dr. Watson is in the city of Chicago as well as in the Howard University arena. And I'm so blessed, and I feel so great because the impact that my mother has had on so many just really reigns within me and makes me feel great. And I salute all of those other mothers out there that are an impact to not only their own children, but to their others that they become mother-like figures. And so that's why I love what you said earlier about being able to not only be a mother to your children, but be able to be an impact to others that are, you know, that need mother-like figures.
Exactly.
And I like mother, like daughter. And so I follow that with my own life, with having two daughters. And actually, my daughter Kayla just finished her sophomore year at Howard. We just moved her out of the Howard Towers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter, Selena, is about to be a senior, and so she's a rising Howardite as well. So we love Howard, and we're mothers that care. And this segment is wonderful to be able to salute all of those great mothers out there. And you know, you all keep doing what you need to do to keep saluting the as you say, the first women in our lives.
Exactly. And we cannot deny that. And
that's
so
right. That's right.
And I want to get into more, too, of the important point that you sort of just expounded on about just being a mother figure often beyond just then with your children, how important that guidance can be. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, DMV and all of the folks who are listening to us across the country, this is your chance to get on the air. I know a lot of you folks like to be on the air and have something to say. This is your chance to get on and give a shout-out to your mother. Tell her to turn the radio on, record it. But this is a great opportunity for us to hear from those who have some positive things to say about their mothers in times that are very stressful, a lot of negative news. This is our chance to honor those who've done all that they have been able to do for us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Now to hear from the other man sort of on the panel, Darius Baxter, the co-founder of Good Projects. From the son to his mother, Darius, tell us about your mom and your thoughts on all that she is and has been to you.
Oh, my gosh. What up, what up? How's everybody doing on this rainy evening here in the nation's capital? I'm so excited to be here today. And shout out to my brother, Harold Fisher. I don't know if I'm able to join us today. I have no greater privilege in my life than being able to be here today and share all the amazing stories that I have about my mother, Stephanie Page Baxter. Since birth, this is a woman that has given her entire life, not just to myself and my brother and my sister, but to thousands and thousands of children across the District of Columbia. And I know there's tons of families that are hearing this right now, and the name Stephanie Page Baxter means something to them. This is a woman that for 34 years dedicated her life to the District of Columbia public school system, both in the classroom as an administrator, and then lastly as a coach to other teachers as she approached retirement to help carry on her legacy in the school system. And this is a woman that for years set an example for what it means to be a selfless servant. This is a woman for years that gave everything that she got, including sometimes literally the clothes off her own back, to the young people that she loved and continues to love in her role as still running after-school programs and summer camps for children. My mom has meant the world to me, and you know, I'll admit to you, you know, and I'm sure a couple of us might be able to resonate with this. You know, as a child, I got a little jealous at times because here I was having to share my mother with an entire community. But as I get older, you just start to recognize just how much she had to endure, how much strength she had to have to be able to support and continue to support young people and watch them grow and progress. So I want to take this time to really just send a lot of love to Stephanie Page back on this beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day weekend.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful sentiments. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Melanie and Darius have set the stage. They've set the bar very high, folks. So we want to hear from you, your thoughts on your mother or the mother-like person in your life, or mothers. We want to hear from you also. What is it? What's important to you about being a mother, and maybe what have you learned from your mother or those who have mothered you? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Funny stories, too, we'll take, and I can throw in some of my own about my mother. But we're going to go through the phone lines now, and Monique is calling from Upper Marlboro. Monique, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hello. Greetings, Mr. Fisher, and to the panel. I'm calling it. I want to give my mother her flowers while she's still here.
Mm-hmm.
I had shared that at the top of 2021, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And from that diagnosis all the way up, you know, all the way through my treatments and everything, my mom, you know, the pandemic was going on. You know, we all were afraid, but she pushed past her fear, came over every day, you know, during my treatment time to watch my daughter while she was in school, while my husband took me down town to my treatments. And like I said, she just pushed through. She sent me, you know, prayers on top of prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped me to get through that time.
Oh,
so I just want to thank her, tell her I love her, let everybody hear across the airwaves how special she is to me and my family. And
what's
you
her
know,
what's
like
her
I
name?
Said,
what's her name again, Monique?
Did not get COVID. You know, he sustained her and you know protected her and made sure that you know that she did not get COVID during that time and I didn't either. You know, during my treatment period. So I just want to give Rose Marie Hoback a shout out.
All right.
For you know always for her love and always for her support, you know, for me and my family.
Well, thank you so much, Monique. And Rosemarie, shout out to you. We love the Marie middle name. That's my wife's middle name, and she's a mother, so we like that. Let's go to some other comments that we have about those who are saluting their mothers.
My mother understood me better than most, and I realize that's because we were so similar. My happiest moments were shared with her, stemmed from her, or were moments that she was sorely missed. She taught me how to love through her love for me. She defined what love would be, how I would know it, feel it, receive it, and show it to others. And I'm eternally grateful for that. You know, that love is how I love my wife, how I love my goddaughters, how I love my nieces, and that's all because of her example. So I'm reminded on a daily basis on how much I miss and love my mother.
Beautiful sentiments. Again, it shows us, for many of us, men and women, how to sort of move through life, how to treat others, what our mothers do, and the examples that they set. Tonight, we are honoring mothers on this Insight segment on this Mother's Weekend Eve. And the Intruders, they set the stage. Folks, I remember this song. I'm old enough that this song is almost 50 years old, but I have heard it all my life, and it is so appropriate tonight. We're going to continue this conversation, but don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com, or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. If you're on the phone, stay right there. That includes you, Deborah, and you, Benjamin. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. The Original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on WHUR. Doesn't get any better than this. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment, and tonight we are definitely loving on our mamas. That is The Intruders, 1973. Look, here's a little fact for you. This song was written by Gene McFadden and John Whitehead. Now, some of you might know this, McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't No Stopping Us Now, that song. Mm-hmm. They were writers with the music company of Gamble and Huff, who also helped write this song. 1973. Lyrics, they are so appropriate. What? She's my favorite girl. I always love my mama. She brought me into this world. When I think of all the things I used to do, how mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new pair of shoes when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Now, folks, again, I am dating myself, but do we have lyrics like that out there now today? We loving our mamas tonight. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Our guest is Dr. Melanie Macklin. She's a research and development dermatologist, and Darius Baxter, co-founder of Good Projects. And again, we want to hear from you tonight. Honor your mama. Tell us what you think about your mother, maybe your grandmother, maybe the person who inspired you, who was mother-like. Or what's it like being a mother? All right. Many of us need to hear that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Deborah calling from the district. Go right ahead, Deborah.
My name is Deboria.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank y'all. I am a mother, and I have grown kids. And my daughter, I want to say happy Mother's Day to Shadon. And I've been real happy with my mother and my kids, because now we can talk about some good times and some old times. But right now I'm dealing with my mother that has dementia. And, you know, I'm going to pick her up Sunday, but She don't know who I am. She called me Miss Lady. So, but I'm all right with being Miss Lady. My name is Deborah, but she says Miss Lady, and it makes me smile because, you know, she's still happy being around me. Thank you.
And Deborah, what's your mom's name?
My mother's name is Geraldine.
Geraldine? All right. Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for calling. And a happy Mother's Day to your mother, Miss Geraldine.
We thank you.
Thank you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Dr. Macklin, I know you are a dermatologist, but you're also a doctor and you're a mother and you're a daughter. And what Deborah mentioned, you know, we also sort of have to remember that our mothers begin to age.
Yes.
Our mothers have issues. And our mothers aren't the same mothers in a way, right, that we may have grown up knowing.
Yes.
What do you think that's like, especially once you become a mother and have to sort of, you know, deal with that, whether it's someone you know who's dealing with it or someone close to you? Can you speak to that, even if it's not your personal experience?
Oh, I can absolutely speak from a personal standpoint because, as I mentioned earlier, my mother had a major left brain stroke back in September of 2018 that left her 95% of her left brain was gone. And they said at the University of Chicago that you might as well give it up. Your mother's not going to be around. Well, God is awesome because my mother's still around here almost 4 years later, 92 years old, and is actually able to speak again and even understand again. And so God is awesome. So now I feel like I am my mother's mother. She's not the same as she once was. She's more where once again I feel like I'm the mother of her.
Mm-hmm.
But I still respect her as my mother. And you know, these are challenging things that we have to go through as children to see our parents, whether it's our mother or our father, going through changes of aging. Dementia, as the caller just mentioned, Alzheimer's, these are tough times, and we just have to be that child that understands, that loves our parents regardless, and that are going to do by any means necessary, whatever that we need to do to be that mother-like figure to our own parents. And I say that's a blessing for us to be able to do that. So sometimes the roles are reversed, and we have to accept that and know that God gives us the strength to be able to do that. So I'm blessed that I'm able to do that for my mother at 92, and I'm 52.
Oh,
so,
what a you know? That yeah, that is a wonderful blessing that your mother has been with you this long and that you still have her and the memories that you have with her still being present. 202. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No, that role reversal is real. And I commend all of the kids out there that have to do that role reversal and be that mother to our mothers. Or mother to our fathers. And so it's a wonderful thing.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tonight we are honoring the mothers in our lives, however they have played that role, whether they are biological, whether they are stepmothers, whether they are mother figures. We want to hear from you and hear you honoring that most important woman in your life. Let's go back to the phone lines, and Benjamin is calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Benjamin.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. Yeah, I honor all mothers today. My mother has passed, God bless her soul, but I honor all mothers all over the world globally because they are the source from which we come. Like the doctor said, you know, roles are reversed. They took care of us when we was infants. Now we're grown and they're getting old, so we got to take care of them. You know, we have to give in order to get, in order to receive.
All right.
Life is a beautiful thing, man.
Well, thank you so much, Benjamin. And it sounds like you are one who definitely salutes the women in your lives, especially those who play the role of mothers. So we thank you so much, and happy Mother's Day to all of the ladies in your life.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
And let's hear more from those who've left messages for us to listen to about their mothers.
Mama, for all your sacrifice in putting my needs before your own, for ensuring I had an education to make it on my very own, for teaching me how to be a lady, for showing me how to demand respect as a woman, for placing your life on hold to ensure I would have a place in this earth, for imparting morals and values, and for bringing me into this wonderful world. I will always and forever love you, Mama.
Oh, man, moms are possibly the greatest invention ever created. I mean, honestly, moms need more than one day, but if we have to dedicate one day to moms, let's make sure we make it 100% for them because they've made it 100% for us. All moms want us to do is literally be the best versions of ourselves, and we honor that by trying our hardest. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, beautiful sentiments. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Darius, we just heard the voice of a young man honoring his mother. And so I ask you, as a boy, then as a young man, and then as a grown man, we know that there's a difference, right, between mothers and fathers. And we're not just talking about biological. We're just talking about how to, you know, they raise us, how they deal with us. What was it like for you just as a young man taking guidance from your mother? Was it different? I don't know if you had sisters, but what was it like as a young man being guided by your mom?
Well, admittedly, I have nothing else to compare it to.
Okay.
I've only lived one life, as far as I know. But I really celebrate my mom, and I appreciate it because even then, she understood the importance of having male figures in our life. And the fact that I was raised by a mother, I don't want to take away the role that my father did play in my life when he was here on this earth. But my mom did a great job of still surrounding my brother and sister and I with, like, strong, supportive men. Like, most importantly, through sports. And that's really something that I want to just put out there to anybody that may be listening to this. It's very important for children, particularly children that are growing up in the environments that present themselves here in the District of Columbia, to have the duality of parenting. I think a lot of parents get caught up in this mentality. Like, and I think my mother always did a great job of understanding her role in the sense of, yes, I'm a strong woman. Yes, I can teach my sons how they should treat a woman or how they should be raised as young men. But at the same time, it's still important for them to get guidance and to get support and to get leadership from men and from good character models. And she was very intentional about making sure that we had those in our lives, whether directly in our family, ensuring that we're spending time with our uncles and our grandfathers, or through teachers and mentors. And I would just encourage all of those single moms out there to follow in the footsteps of Miss Stephanie. I think she did an excellent job with that.
Well, that's such a great point that you make there, Darius, because, yes, there are super women out there, super mothers out there, but it is different, right? It is different, the direction that you get from sort of a male presence and from your mom or slash father. But that also give so much credence to your mother to be able to say, hey, sure, I can raise these kids, but I also understand how important it is for them to have some type of male influence. And that takes something in a person to even be able to do that, to say, I might not be able to give them everything, but I'm going to do all I can to supplement that. So kudos to your mom for that.
Yeah, no, 100%. It takes a certain level of humility and one that we all can learn from.
Exactly.
And one that obviously I appreciate now as an adult.
And that's the word, humility. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. You're getting those flowers. You're getting those cards. You're getting that candy. You're going to be taking them out to dinner, out to lunch, out to brunch. Even though it's going to be rainy and nasty out, still take your mothers out, okay, and your grandmothers. But tonight we're talking about the moms. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and Selena is calling from Bowie. Go right ahead, Selena, with your question, comment, or shout out.
Hi, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day.
We love and appreciate everything you do for us and the constant amount of love and support that you give us every day. You're just such an inspiration, and we just love you so much.
And you're so smart and beautiful and strong, and we just want to thank you for going above and beyond for our whole family and just showing us that we can do anything we set our minds to, and you are just a huge inspiration to us and many others, and we just love and appreciate everything. So we love you so much. We wanted to give you a sweet message. So happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We love you.
Okay, and folks, if you don't know who that is, I am told, Melanie, you know who those people are? Oh, they have, I guess not photo bombing you. What do you call that? Selena and Kayla, your two daughters, right,
those
Melanie?
Those are my babies, yes. Aww. What a sweet
surprise. You see, and now we've got new Daily Drum Insight listeners. Not that they weren't listening already, but that's just a beautiful. What does that sort of do for you, Melanie? Because, you know, your kids can tell you things in person, but we can't lie. I mean, I've got two teenagers. When your children, you know, go public with their love for you, that still has to feel just a little bit extra, right?
It's a whole different level of just excitement and the love and just, wow, just my beautiful young baby girls. And I'm blessed, and I'm feeling very emotional right now. I can tell you that because I'm in my office not knowing what's going on. And so what a wonderful, sweet surprise for hearing from my baby girls. And God is great because these, you know, blessed me with wonderful baby girls, a wonderful husband, and a wonderful family. So I'm just, you know, wanting to continue to give blessings to other mothers and families out there, because it's a different kind of feel when you hear your children speak their love for their parents. And so for that, I'm just in a whole different state right now.
And folks, this is what it's all about. You know, I tell my wife all the time, Melanie and Darius and our listeners, that, you know, beyond my birthday, like I said, I've got a 19-year-old and a soon to be in a couple of days 17-year-old. The best really holiday for me is Father's Day. I think those parent days, you know, because that's the work that you put in, really, that there is no monetary return on. And to get sort of that love that you got from your two daughters.
That threw me off.
Yeah, that's everything. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You see, folks, Melanie's daughters, now they have set the stage, so we want to hear from more of you. The phone lines are open tonight. We are honoring all of our mothers, whether it's grandmothers, whether it's stepmothers, whether it's your biological mother. Tonight is the night for us to salute those who have stepped up to guide us, console us, as I've said, and teach us. This is the Insight segment. We're going to continue this conversation and continue our focus on the best of the best. We'll be right back after this break.
I will always love my mom because she is the most funniest person I know. She gives the best, tells the best stories, and tells the funniest jokes.
I always love my mother because she's the most loving person that I know. She's been supportive of everything that I've done, and she doesn't judge me.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment, and tonight we are saluting all of the mothers out there. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Is there a shout-out you want to give to your mom or the lady who has been a mother-like figure to you, or some advice for mothers out there, maybe young mothers, new mothers? Now's your chance to just let us know what you think about motherhood. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to Teresa calling from Clinton. Go right ahead, Teresa.
Thank you so much, Ramonte, and thank you, Dr. Melanie and Darius, for this wonderful panel. I just have to uplift my mother, who I lost last year, Corrine Thomas, who was like the light of my life. And just as a young mother who had an entrepreneurial spirit, she was with us for 74 years. She had a licensed daycare in Prince George's County for 39 years. She was fantastic, poured so much love and kindness, not just into me, but so many children. And for generations, she had children who she raised their children and their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And I know she's somewhere in heaven just doing wonderful things. I have no doubt about that. Her presence is always around me. But I would say to all the women out there today, whoever your mom is, whether it's your stepmother, your bonus mother, your godmother, talk to them every day. Make sure you tell them how much you love them, because I talk to my mother every day and many times during the day. Sometimes we would just be up late at night just laughing about nothing. But those are moments I will hold precious and dear forever, forever in my heart. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And let's just celebrate the fact that we have mothers at some point in our lives, and we should be grateful for that. Thank you so much.
And Teresa, repeat your mom's name again. And where was she from originally?
See, my mother was a native of Washington, D.C. Her name is Corrine Thomas. And I remember taking her to the White House in 2013, and she teared up because as a little girl, her and her mother would walk past the White House, and they couldn't go in because of the color of their skin. Mm. So being there in that moment, I mean, there were just so many moments that we, so many stories that we shared that I will carry with me forever. So Corrine Thomas of Landover, Maryland, Mom, I love you. I miss you so much, but I thank God that you poured everything into me. And for that, I'm a better person.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa, and a beautiful tribute. And I'm sure where your mother is, she's looking down on you and very proud of the person that you seem to be, just in the way that you've paid tribute to your mother tonight, and apparently the way you do it probably all through your life. And I think, Darius and Melanie, Teresa brought up something very interesting. And when I was looking at some notes, you know, for many who have lost their mother, and Mother's Day, I'm sure, can be difficult for those whose mother has passed. And, you know, some of the suggestions I thought that were interesting, and Teresa talked about this, of how she still talks to her mother. And that was one of the suggestions, that even if your mom has left you, to talk to her, visit her gravesite, maybe even write an open letter or poem, you know, share time with your family talking about your mother. So I think for our listeners out there who've lost their mothers and where this could be a difficult time, some of those who are calling in who've lost their mothers and are sharing what they've done and the memories of their mother, I think could help many out there. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Teresa, again, thank you very much. Darius, let me ask you, what would you say is the best advice your mother has given you?
The best advice that my mother has ever given me is actually something she told me recently when I found myself stressed out, just getting too far ahead of myself, worrying about too many things. She always just reminds me to just take it a day at a time. And I think particularly in this moment in time that we live in, we're recording this internet age. We're thinking about everything from our mortgage to the metaverse. You know, it can get very easy to get overwhelmed by all the moving parts in our lives. And for, I know some of our listeners out here that have children, you know, they're pulling on you in every which direction, worrying about the college fund, or how are you going to, the next vacation, how am I going to keep everybody happy? But just take it a day at a time. You know, at the end of the day, every day that God puts air in our lungs and allows us to put our feet in the ground and put our pants on and head out into the world is a blessing. And if we just start to look out and look at our journey, like, you know, at the end of the day, we have an opportunity to make somebody smile every single day, then life just becomes this beautiful thing. It's bliss. We can be gone tomorrow. Just focus on where you are, where you're planning in this moment, and just trying to be the best version of yourself that you can be. That's, I think, what any mother would want out of us. And I'm just blessed to have a mother that reminds me of that on a consistent basis.
And Melanie, if we have moms who have imparted so much wisdom into us, often that we ignored in our early years, it might be hard to really, you know, find a best, because there might be so many best. But is there something that sort of jumps out at you that your mother has shared with you?
Absolutely, and it resonates so well in today's time because of social media. And my mother growing up used to always say, baby girl, if there's one thing that I can emphasize to you is to always be a leader, not a follower. And I want to really emphasize that, especially to the young folks out there, because we're in the world of that
social media where everyone is following. We're followers, and we are not really becoming the leaders that we know that we can. So as a mother and a mentor to many, because I love mentorship for now close to 25 years, I would submit to mothers to emphasize to their children, let's become more leaders and not followers. And pass that on to our children and their children, and not let this social media stuff, you know, just take over and make us all followers. So that would be the one thing that my mother was before time, before all this social media stuff, back in the 70s and 80s, when I was growing up. She says, baby girl, always be that leader. And I feel like that I have followed what my mother has designed for me to do. And I try to pass that on. I pass it on to my children as well as my mentees out there.
And in our last few moments, I'd like to ask both of you this, because we are lauding what our mothers have told us and the best advice they've given us and all that they've done for us.
Yes.
But we know, you know, at some point we were young and our parents would tell us things and it would say, look, these are the steps you should make. This is what you should do. And then we would ignore that. So I'm going to ask you this, Darius, if you want to pass on it, that's fine. But when you didn't take your mother's advice and you made your own choice, is there some instance when that happened? And if so, you know, what was your mom's response? Anything that comes to mind?
Admittedly, I'm going to take this in a positive way.
Okay.
I think this really speaks to sort of all of our lives when we have to really turn that page. I think the older I got, the more confident I got sort of making my own decisions related to my own finances.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen actually the positives of it. It can be very easy growing up. You know, you think your parents' word is law. But it's important for us to realize at the same time, the older we get, that our parents are human beings at the same time, and they don't know everything. I think that kind of sways in both directions. When you understand that, it allows you to give them a lot more grace for some of the things that you might hold over their head as you were growing up, where you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe my parent did that to me. Then you get grown, and you're like, damn, I make mistakes, too. I think it's not necessarily a bad thing, but the older I've gotten, I've taken a lot more ownership over things related to my finances. And I think that I've made the right decisions for myself and seen the benefits of it.
Great point. In our last minute, how about you, Melanie?
I think back to so many things and said, you know what, my mother did say that, and she was right. So to be honest with you, there's so many.
Right.
I can't even just really pinpoint one, but I would submit to folks that, you know what, mothers know best. And I think that's really the take-home point, is that, you know, we as mothers, when we say something, we really mean it from the bottom of our heart and not any sort of, like, malicious manner. And that, you know, if your mother is trying to guide you in her best way that she knows how to, take heed to that, because you may not be able to see the value in it right today, but trust and believe you will see the value that it brings in your future. And I have probably 1,001 of those sort of examples that are too many to name tonight. But what our mothers, you know, we may feel like our mothers may be not making sense today, but trust me, they do know what they're saying, because that wisdom goes a long way, and we just have to trust and believe in our mothers.
And that's coming from a daughter and a mother. Dr. Yes. Melanie Macklin, research and development dermatologist, and Darius Baxter, co-founder of Good Projects, and for all of those who called in to share their stories about their mothers, we thank you so much for that. And again, our highest praise to all of those mothers out there. Enjoy a safe and happy Mother's Day weekend. That's the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, May 6th. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night and have a great Mother's Day weekend as the intruders take us out.